I tell you who's always new is Harris Andrews, the Brisbane Lions champ. He's a two-time All-Australian. He's a gun, he is, and the Brisbane Lions are back on track after a slowish start to the season. He joins us on the line ahead of the Q Clash. Good morning, Harris.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
We are well, buddy. Thank you for your time. Are you feeling that the last month has been a bit of a different turnaround in form for you guys as opposed to the start?
Yeah, it certainly has. I feel like we've been able to sort of get back to the footy that we know we can play. You know, that's probably held us in good stead the last couple of years. And as you said, after the slow start of the season, we sort of sat back and, thought about what made us a really good team over the previous 2 years. And it's been really encouraging, I guess, to be able to perform the way we've wanted to over those 4 weeks. And, it's a really good opportunity this weekend to go down against a really strong Suns team and try and play the way we have been. So, it's good.
So how did that look from the club perspective and the group perspective when you had that chat about what made you a good team the last couple of years? Was it one of those sort of circle up sort of sessions? Was it just a theatre conversation with the coaches? How did it look to get back on track?
Yeah, well, it was just one of the reviews when we just talked about, you know, doing the fundamentals really well and being really reliable with our teammates. We felt like for the first couple of games, we probably went away from that. And, that's probably the most important thing for us is that, you know, our teammates know exactly what we're going to be doing in every situation, just playing to our trademark. And, that's probably a result, I guess, the last 4 weeks we've been able to do that and play some really selfless footy. And, that's when we're at our best. So it's been really encouraging. And we understand that that's just got to be a non-negotiable now for the rest of the season. And I certainly feel like we've matured as a group since we've had that conversation.
Harris, we saw the showdown last week and the passion, obviously, by both teams. Firstly, will you be changing into the Fitzroy jumper if you guys win? But secondly, there is actually a lot of passion now in this game. The AFL put something up on their website yesterday just about the previous games and probably the physicality of these games. Is it something that you feel now is building into a real genuine rivalry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, probably the same as the showdown a bit. We get the opportunity to play them twice a year and then usually have a hit out in the preseason as well. So, you get to know the opposition team relatively well, and certainly vying for that dominance in Queensland footy is something that, you know, produces a really good product. And, we really respect the Suns. They play a really strong and tough brand of footy, and we're going to have to be on our A game to be able to play well on Saturday afternoon. So, they've had some really good wins this year and a couple of really close losses as well. So we'll certainly be on our guard. And, we're just really excited for the opportunity to play them.
It looks like you're slowly starting to get your best team back on the park, albeit Lachie Neale's still a few more weeks away. But one I wanted to ask about that we saw last night in the VFL match is Nekiah Cockatoo. Mm. Now, he looked really fit. Now, he didn't get a lot of the football last night, but do you see him making his way into the team soon? And what role do you see him playing?
Yeah, certainly. Cocky's done an awesome job to be able to get back to playing footy. He probably arrived here a little bit underdone after a fair bit of time down in Geelong where he wasn't out on the park. So, the club's done a really strong and meticulous approach with him to build his body up and make sure that he's going to be able to play some really long, sustainable footy for us as a footy club. And, the perfect example of that, I guess, is Link McCarthy. He's sort of running in that same, hopefully going in that same trajectory. And, Cocky's really applied himself to the program. And that's all, I guess, we can ask from him as a football club. And it's great to see him out on the football field because we know he's got some serious weapons that can do some really good stuff on the field for us as a footy club. And, I guess I can see him playing shortly. I mean, he's done a fair bit of work during this pre-season and in the early parts of the season down in the back line. And I think they released the shackles a bit, played him down forward just to try and, keep his versatility up and about. So, absolutely. He'll be knocking down the door soon enough. I assume he'll probably just get a little bit more match fitness than that in the VFL for the time being. And then once the time comes, I'm sure he'll be ready to go. And, we're really excited about what he can offer to us.
Harris, there's two players I want to ask you about. Firstly is the one is Hugh McCluggage, who has almost gone to another level again this year. And it's been really evident with Lachie out how he's gone again. He just keeps stepping up and stepping up. What's been the secret to his success and his improvement, do you think?
He's an extremely hard worker. You know, he goes off during the off season. He stays up in Brisbane actually, and then we'll go home for a short period, and then make sure he's back up here. And just works really hard to build his endurance tank. He obviously, you know, plays on the wing, so you've got to be pretty fit in that spot. But his ability to work every day on his skills and just make really good decisions. You know, he's probably not the fastest guy around, you know, foot speed, but his ability to make decisions and the right decision at the right time is incredible. And he's just got that real hunger to work. And, it's been awesome to see him, I guess, get a little bit more, you know, plaudits externally, because he's certainly been getting the plaudits internally at the footy club for the last couple of years. And I guess now, you know, with Lockie being out, there's probably been a little bit more of a responsibility on his shoulders to come in and play a bit more inside mid. And you know, I think he revels in that a little bit. So, it's been awesome to see the way he's, you know, transformed as a footballer over the last couple of seasons. And the fact that now he's getting a little bit of praise is exciting. But he's certainly the type of like that, you know, won't be falling for that. And we'll continue to work hard regardless of how he's going.
And Joe Danaher's the other one, and it's an obvious one in a lot of ways, but the reason I want to ask you about him is two things. He seems to be playing a little bit further up the ground, which I think he's seeing him really flourish and letting Charlie Cameron play closer to goal, but also what has been your observations of him? I'm sure you would have had to play on him in internal matches and training, and is he different to what you thought he'd be or the same?
Yeah, back to your first point. I think a little bit of that's just based on the matchups that you know, that the opposition throw up with our forwards. We've got a pretty flexible forward line where guys can play deep and guys can play up the ground. And, you know, depending on where we want to try and manoeuvre their opposition defenders, whether they want to be high or deep, I think that's sort of where, you know, Chuck and Joe and Eric and that sort of thing set up. And I guess with the second part with Joe, the thing that's probably amazed me the most is just his game intellect. He's an extremely smart footballer and you know, works really hard on his craft as well at the same time. So I've really enjoyed, you know, being able to spend the pre-season playing on him. I've certainly learned a few things along the way, and just his freakish athleticism to be able to sit on bloke's shoulders and bring the ball to ground when he's out of position is something that, you know, I can really appreciate, because it allows guys like Charlie and Link McCarthy to get involved at ground level and certainly take it on a fair leadership role, I guess, in that forward line with alongside guys like Link McCarthy and Dan McStay and Eric as well, to be able to make sure the boys are setting up well. So, yeah, it's been an awesome acquisition for the club, and it probably just helps that he's a ripping fella as well off the field. He's extremely invested in the club and, you know, makes everyone, I guess, makes communicating with everyone really easy, and really lucky to have him.
If you just joined us, that is the voice of Harris Andrews, the two-time All-Australian from the Brisbane Lions, with us on the Friday footy preview.
Your next four before the bye probably define your season. You go Gold Coast, which is always a tough game, Richmond, GWS, Melbourne. If you can get through that period, top four is definitely realistic. You're sitting fifth now at 5-3, but you get through that period 3-1, let's call it. Is there an eye on then on that top four?
I wouldn't say it would be eye off top four. Still a lot of footy to be played in the second half of the season. But, we certainly understand that, you know, the next month is a really big month for us. You know, we've got obviously a tough one on the weekend against the Suns, and then, you know, big games against Melbourne and Richmond in the next 3 weeks after that. And then obviously the Giants as well have been playing really well. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to test ourselves against, you know, some of the best teams in the competition. And just four teams, really, that play really tough, hard football. And, you know, we think we go right in that space. And it's going to be an awesome opportunity for us to prove ourselves, I guess, and just follow the process that we have been over the last month or so. So it's an exciting opportunity.
And, Harris, before you go, have you got any dirt on the new North Melbourne coach?
Oh, good question.
No. Not too much for you. No, he's a pretty straight-shooting guy. you know, he's a good man, Nove. So... obviously, I hope he can get his first win on the weekend, which would be exciting.
We might take that offline, Ben. We might take that offline.
Yeah, let's stick around.
Gets a bit more dirt offline is probably the way to go with that one. Harris, good luck to you on the weekend. The Q Clash is becoming a very entertaining affair to watch as a neutral. I'm sure it's good fun to play in as a player as well. Lions back on track. A big 3 weeks, as we said, and then we'll see what happens in the back half of the season. Thanks for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, fellas.